This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
In a country town way down south, I remember the sound of the old piano and how the preacher used to preach and the choir would sing. And somebody would stand up and ask God for a blessing. And I heard one lady one day, as they rolled her in the wheelchair, came up to the front. Somebody said, "What can she do?"
Broadcast and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Gregory, remember right now, my friend, put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
On drugs and drinking alcohol.
Right.
Is he still drinking alcohol and on drugs?
Well, he's off. Well, far as I know, he's off of drugs and he just, you know, he don't drink that much alcohol like he used to.
And then he was going through changes and he. Tell me what happened with him and this other. Before he left to be with this other woman.
Well, he was going out, staying out all night.
For how many nights?
Two or three and four nights.
Mm-hmm.
And, once he stayed out a whole week. I didn't see him in 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just, you know, started coming home and staying home.
So
he'd go somewhere, he asked me to go with him.
So before you say he left and stayed, how long did he leave when he left home?
Well, you know, he really stayed gone for about a month.
And then I told you what to do. We ain't gonna tell nobody what I told you what to do, are we?
Oh, no way.
Now, is it all right if I record this?
Yeah, if you don't call no name. Hey, you don't call my name. Somebody might hear it.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. And he came back home.
Yes.
And he's been home ever since.
Yes.
And now you can't even get rid of him if you wanted to, can you?
That's true. That's the truth.
Oh, Jesus. Would you suggest anybody else that had a problem with their husband running off in the streets and messing around in that situation?
Huh?
To call me.
So what now?
So would you suggest that anybody else had the same problem to call me?
Yes.
You would?
Yes, sir.
What would you have to say?
What would I say to them?
Mm-hmm.
I would tell them to come to you because you're great.
I never say I'm great, but
well,
thank you anyway.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you helped me out a whole lot.
Okay. All right, dear.
You really did.
God bless your dear little bitty old soul.
Huh? And at a reasonable price.
At a reasonable price, huh?
Right, because I was really down. You know, I didn't have it.
In Radio Land. God bless all my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friend, call a friend, call a neighbor, my friend. Tell them to turn their radios on. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. Telephone number, friend, 404-212-2444. Write it down. Some right now have problems in their home. Some have sicknesses in their body. You know, in the days of old, they used to be someone they can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back boiling, steeping, and straining so they can get back into the fields the next day. Whether you have arthritis, heart condition, whether you have a liver problem, whether you have a kidney situation, oh my God, and more. I have a testimony here for a lady that had a problem with growing hair on her head. Again, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me a prayer prosperity pack. Oh my God, that's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. You know, in the Bible, they had no one. He was there to protect. Daniel there was there to heal and see. We had Moses, my friends, for that prosperity. We had Isaac, my friends, oh my friends, just to protect you. David had the answers. Elijah, my friends, will show you how to get used by God. I want those of you, my friends, that want to intervene in the situation that they're dealing with, those of you that want to turn that problem around, those of you that have that faith of a grain of mustard seed, to call me, friends. That book of Genesis, the revelation is real. You know, we can talk about David, my friends, when he was there and slaughtered that uncircumcised Philistine. We can talk about Noah all day, my friends. We can talk about Samuel. We can talk about the Bible, my friends, all day. But I'm here today to talk with you, and especially you that are in need. You, my friends, with your backs against the wall. You, my friends, that are trying to turn situations around. You, my friends, that are saying to yourself you don't know which way to go because you've been different places, trying your best to turn things around, and it seems as old Satan had his fingers in your eye. I want you to write that number down. Those of you that are writing, when you're right, my friends, send that donation of $3, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Spirit. Write down everything that you're praying over. Write down all the situations that you're trying to overcome. Write down how your enemies are going against you and how your friends have turned their backs on you. Write it down. Send me that letter. Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Those of you that are in need right now, my friends, that telephone number, call me today. Don't put off for tomorrow for what you can do today, my friends. That's 404-212-2444. Everything is personal, private, and confidential when you call, my friends. That's 404-212-2444. Right now, once again, my friends, let us take just 1 minute of silent prayer. Let's pray, my friends, over the situations that are terrible. Let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silence. In the name of Jesus, put the blood of Christ in your heart.
Oh,
Everybody, my friends, it's not too late. We still have time right now. Pick up your phone. Why lie there and suffer? You don't have to be have a condition. You don't have to be in the pain that you're in. You don't have to suffer being broke. Right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Right now, my friend, brothers and sisters, woman, right now. Call Reverend Gregory right now. Call it right now. It's not too late. Right now, my friend, as you're hearing this testimony, here's a testimony by a woman. Here's another testimony by a gentleman, a young gentleman, that have been helped through and by Reverend Gregory. And my friend, you can be like Paul was as when he came out and he said, there's a thorn in my side. He said, but now, God, I need a personal answer. Those of you that need a personal answer today, why not, my friend? Call the man of God. Young man of God right now. Call him right now. Reverend Gregory. Right now. Reverend.
What was going on?
It was just falling out in the top.
How bad?
Real bad. It was so bad you could you just like the inside of your hand. Right up in the top. But I had hair everywhere else. I just didn't have none in it, like the top of the mold of my head.
Uh-huh. And now, after I put that together and sent it to you, how did it...
shampoo and stuff?
Yeah.
Yep, it's doing great.
And how's your hair coming along now?
Oh, it's fine.
Long hair, huh?
It's still a little thin.
Uh-huh.
But it's coming, you know. I mean, it'll come good.
All right.
All right, my friends, our time is drawing down, friends. Telephone number, friend, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. I'll be here with you to pray with you, to show you which way to go and show you how to turn that situation around. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta, my friends. Again, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. Again, those of you that are calling, my friends, I'm right here in the office right now. The telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. If it is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs, my friends. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's all gone, my friends, is something else to get it back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it, because the prayer, my friends, is the key. And you too can come through. I'll be here with you all day, my friends. Call me. Again, that telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Call me, friends. Again, that's 404-212-2444. If the line is busy,